We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is my great pleasure to welcome into the program on the morning show with John and Hugh, Phil Steele, author of the Phil Steele's College Football Preview Magazine, which is out on newsstands and websites all across America now. Phil, my friend, how are you?
You know, I am doing great. How about you gentlemen this morning?
You know what, Phil? We're trying to just figure out what's about to happen with college football. And with that being said, did you find it rather difficult to kind of do the magazine this year as opposed to any other year with everything that's going on?
Yeah, there were some difficulties. As an example, the state of Ohio shut all the offices down in March. And so for March and April, I'm toiling away in an empty office. And we normally send the magazine to the press the end of May. But I was like, there's no way we can get this magazine done by the end of May without a staff. And then the staff was able to come back towards the end of April, and they came back full force, started talking to all the coaches out there. And you know, all the coaches are of the same, pretty much the same mindset. Next man up, you put the ball on the field, we'll be ready to play. So I was encouraged by that, and got all my three deeps in order on the teams and four deeps in order. And the magazine itself, same quality, but it did take us a little bit longer. We didn't put it to the press till July the 8th this year. And normally we print like 200,000 of these things. I only printed 50,000 this year, so very limited distribution.
You know, Phil, that's interesting too. Before we get into some of the things that you expect on the college football season, specifically to the magazine, because for those of you out there who are listening, Phil Steele's College Football Preview is widely considered amongst the media, myself and everybody else. Well, there's a reason we call it the Bible, to not only be the most informative magazine in terms of the breakdown of every position, of every player, of every team. It really is incredibly well thought out. But you're also, and have been, and this is absolute truth, by far the most accurate predictor of the college football season that there has been over, well, now a couple, three decades, Phil. Is it your impression, though, that this year, and I'm not trying to give you an out, but that this year is more difficult to handicap because of the unknowns than it has been in the past?
Probably a little bit, but as long as we're playing conference schedules, John, I'm pretty confident in my forecast. And here's the reason why. I took into account the situation each coach was in. As an example, Michigan State, Mel Tucker signed late. D'Antonio didn't step down till after he signed the recruiting class. So Mel Tucker comes in, didn't have the benefit of any spring practices, only had 10 returning starters this year to begin with. So it was an inexperienced team, no spring practice, head coach that really doesn't know the players very well, and now they're going to have to go and compete. I've got them rated lower in the division, mostly because of the setback they have. And then, like I said, a lot of experienced head coaches that have experienced teams and experienced quarterback coming back said, hey, no big deal. You know what? We had a full off season to prepare. We were ready for the spring. And the only thing it's going to affect maybe is that redshirt freshman's not going to jump over a junior. But other than that, we're ready to play. So I think the more experienced teams have an advantage this year. And I think our accuracy will be pretty good.
You know what, Phil? With that being said, Joe Brady and Joe Burrow are gone from LSU. So what can we expect from LSU this season?
You know, they're going to reload as opposed to rebuild, but we're not going to see a 15-0 LSU team that just dominates teams on a weekly basis and blows away teams in the playoff. You know, only three returning starters on offense, breaking in a brand-new quarterback, new offensive line. Defensively, they'll be good. They've got five starters back, but they do also have a new defense coordinator on defense, and Bo Pelini's changing the schemes a little bit. So there is some difference there at LSU. I think LSU is going to be good. They've got the talent to actually be a little higher than I picked them. I picked them number 11 in the country coming into the season. Once again, the inexperience, the lack of the spring, I think we'll set them back a little bit.
Talk about not having experience here. Georgia's got two quarterbacks, both highly talented, obviously. Jamie Newman transferring in from Wake Forest, and then JT Daniels transferring in from USC. How do you see that battle working out? Is it going to be a two-quarterback system for Kirby Smart? And who do you think may eventually be the guy that is going to be behind center on a more permanent basis?
Well, it's a great situation for Kirby Smart to be in, because I don't care which quarterback you put out there, they're going to be in good shape. Jamie Newman's a guy who's 6'4", 230, big arm, he's mobile. He was lighting up the world last year at Wake Forest, and he lost his top two receivers and dropped off a little at the end of the year. But I like Jamie Newman a lot. In fact, he's up there in all the Heisman polls. And then JT Daniels getting eligible for this year is a big plus. He's a kid that's played at USC, and once again, he has all the size and arm strength that you want out of a QB. So I think it's going to be a great situation. Right now, I'd give Newman the edge because he's been there a little bit longer, and I like what he did at Wake Forest last year.
Talking with Phil Steele, of course, his magazine is out now, Phil Steele's College Football Preview. Around here, Georgia Tech, not only this year for Jeff Collins in year two, he's got transfers coming in to immediately help the offensive line. I mean, from Tennessee and Vanderbilt, I mean, starting guys coming in. He finally gets a Clayton eligible, the big defensive five-star defensive end from Florida. He's got guys in the back end that are eligible from Notre Dame and Miami. He's getting a ton. I said the transfer portal was going to be big for him. So this year, they have to open against Clemson. So this year for Georgia Tech, is there a step up, and is it the beginning of a trend line up?
Yes, and yes. A massive step up this year. I went over the team with Coach Collins last year, and you thought this is a tough situation because he wanted to come in, bring the spread offense. He wanted big offensive linemen, and Paul Johnson wanted smaller, mobile offensive linemen. Well, you can't change that in 1 year, or immediately, I should say. And Georgia Tech was basically, the option offense, trying to shift into a spread offense. Defensively, they didn't have the size that Coach Collins wanted either. Size has been a big feature for him this offseason. As you touched on, he brought in so many players. It's an SEC offensive line, basically. He's brought in so many guys from the SEC. He's got quarterbacks now that fit his system better. He's got a depth at running back. Last year I think he had 12 running backs, and he really only needed one on the field at a time. He needed more receivers. They didn't have a lot. He has definitely made a huge difference this year. This year's team for Georgia Tech, probably 10 to 14 points better than last year's Georgia Tech team. And I do see this team next year making big steps in the ACC. And I think you're going to see it on the field this year. It's a vastly improved team at Georgia Tech, very high on this squad. Not high enough to pick them to contend in their division. It's probably the most improved division in college football this year. But I do like the difference I see in this year's Georgia Tech team versus last year.
Speaking of contenders, Florida, are they set to contend against UGA, or is UGA still the class of that East?
I think when the SEC Media Days comes out, Florida's going to be the trendy pick to win the East this year. And, they've got a couple of advantages. They're a little bit more experienced than Georgia is, and they've got the better schedule. They only have three SEC road games. Georgia only has three SEC home games. Georgia has to go play at Alabama. Meanwhile, Florida's crossover, the big crossover game is LSU, and they get them at home where they'll be favored. So I see a lot of advantages for Florida, and I think they're capable of contending with Georgia this year. But I went with Georgia winning the East. I'm a defensive guy, and when I look at Georgia's defense, it could be the best in the country. I rate their defensive line number 5, their linebacking core number 1, and their defensive backs number 4. Now, they don't have a lot of star power. There's not a lot of big names on defense, but Kirby Smart rotates that defense so much that, going 2-3 deep in games, that there's a lot of players with experience, and this could be the best defense in the country. Couple that with Jamie Newman, JT Daniels at QB, Zamir White, a year removed from his injury at running back, and to me, the biggest question mark I have with Georgia is how good will the offensive line be? Last year's offensive line was really good. They lose 3 starters. They lose their offensive line coach. Biggest question for me is the offensive line and the schedule, but I still went with Georgia.
Phil Steele, Phil Steele's College Football Preview Magazine. Phil, final kind of question for me here. Is it same as it ever was when we, with all the changes here, when it comes to the national championship and the idea of the playoff, is it Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia? Same as it ever was, and if there's an outlier team out there that might kind of break the stranglehold of these teams, who might that be?
Yeah, I went pretty much chalk with the Final Four there, John. So you got that. And then I think if you're looking for an outlier this year, it's my number one surprise team. It's a non-top 10 team that I think can contend for a playoff spot. 2 years ago was Notre Dame. Notre Dame made the playoff. Last year was Utah. If Utah won the Pac-12 title game, they would have been in the playoff last year. Well, this year it's Texas A&M. And, you know, last year when I was talking to Coach Jimbo Fisher and going over the team with them, two things really stood out to me. Number one, they had a hellacious schedule last year. And as it turns out, they took on three number one ranked teams in the country. Clemson was number one when they played them. Alabama was number one when they played them. LSU was number one when they played them. They also took on number four Georgia, number eight Auburn. So that's five top 10 teams. The other thing that stood out to me when I was talking to them was that they had very few seniors on the team at all. And I told Coach Fisher at the end of the call, I'm like, Coach, I'm going to put you on my national cover next year. Well, next year's here. They've got 17 returning starters coming back. They've got my number 13 rated offensive line, number 12 rated defensive line, number 9 linebackers, number 6 DBs, a veteran quarterback in Kellen Mond. And look at the schedule. Schedule drops to number 66 in the country. They might play just one top 10 team all season long. So much more experienced team, better schedule. I think you're going to see Texas A&M surprise quite a few folks this year.
Phil, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. It's been too long, my friend, and I wish you the best. I know it's more of a limited run with the magazine, but nonetheless, I want to encourage all serious college football fans to get it. So where can they get it?
The only retailers that you can get it at this year, John, are Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, and that's on sale July 24th. Could even hit today. So that's Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. If you're used to picking it up at other spots, don't even bother looking. It's only Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Or you could go to my website, which is philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. Order it this morning. We'll ship it out today. You get it in 1 to 3 days. And, John, you're right. I mean, we don't talk enough. And, Hugh, same with you. We need to do this stuff more often.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Especially football season, and it's going to be a little bit abbreviated. We're definitely going to need to talk to you a lot.
Yeah, Phil, you're always welcome.
I love it.
I know you got a busy day. Thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Hey, a lot of fun, guys. Great talking football with you this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.